Americans have long adored British television, from soap operas such as Upstairs, Downstairs, to the reality knockoff Survivor. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts visited England this summer and got a glimpse of what the future might hold.
The British have long existed to make Americans feel inferior, usually with good reason and great success. But British television has turned its sights inward and is now undermining British self-confidence. It's making people feel nervous, inadequate. It's making people think they don't know how to do anything anymore, get dressed, dust, cook dinner. On What Not to Wear, two good-looking girls' school girls called Trini and Susanna make fun of people's god-awful fashion mistakes and unfortunate hairdos, hose them off, and take them shopping. But that's mild torment compared to How Clean Is Your House, a show that airs in primetime on Wednesday nights. Two actual cleaning ladies go find some slovenly person's disgracefully filthy house and shake their heads over the rose beds worth of dirt in the carpet, the brown goo affixed to the kitchen sink, and the mildewy sheets. One cleaning lady is small and worried like a Jack Russell Terrier. Her name is Aggie. She takes swabs and samples of grime, sends the stuff off to a lab, then lectures the cowering owner on the nefarious ways of dust mites and how the dishcloth is growing potentially lethal bacteria. The other cleaning lady is large, with margarine-colored hair and the sort of bosom that could break ice in the Arctic. She wears pink rubber washing-up gloves trimmed in feathers. Her name is Kim. The other night, Kim had hold of this poor woman, an organic farmer, and was making her polish the stove. "Elbow grease, Janet!" she barked. After that, Janet was ritually humiliated in the bathroom when Kim pointed with one pink finger at the commode seat and said, "You will scrub that now, if you please, Janet. That's dried on you, Rhine, that is." Then there's this other show called The Dinner Party Inspectors, in which two mean posh women come to your house and ridicule you when you're having people over to eat. These two pearled-up monsters, one called Victoria something and the other one called Meredith something something, sit in your bedroom drinking champagne, watching your dinner party on a video monitor. Do you serve the salad at the wrong time? Have you made a tacky dessert like black forest cake? Do you use paper napkins? Victoria and Meredith knock back bubbly and sneer. You know they'll be coming to America. And you could be next.
Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts.